Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right now, it's showtime. It's Dave.
And Mahoney.
Dave. Mahoney.
Dave. Dave.
Gotta be Mahoney. Gotta be
Mahoney. Yeah, Dave.
Right, man. Dave.
And Mahoney.
Never mind that Here comes
Dave and Mahoney.
Well, hello, friends, and thank you for joining us. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
I have said this many times throughout the course of my life, this poor pecker.
What?
It's a really unfortunate situation. There was a woodpecker who had stored 700 pounds of nuts in someone's wall.
Okay.
And they were doing, some pest control, and they were out there, and they found that there was what they called impeccable work by this woodpecker to get all of these nuts. There's a picture of the...
Shouldn't they called it impeccable?
Impeccable work, okay.
Yeah, I feel like that would have been better.
Yeah.
They were still making a pecker joke.
Yeah. And they said, here's where it gets nutty. The woodpecker was making holes to store its food, which kept falling into spaces in the wall. When they actually cut the wall open, 700 pounds of acorns spilled out. And I feel terrible for this pecker. I mean, that's his whole 401k. It's got to be, right?
I mean, 700 pounds, that's got to be like 700 times its body weight. Woodpeckers are tiny little birds.
And it essentially filled up this entire room. Uh-huh. Like, that was a lot of work.
He had been putting in work overtime. He was going to feed his kids.
That was his pension, brother.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big bang comes in.
Uh-huh.
Just steals it, crushes the little guy.
As usual.
Any word on if the woodpecker will be compensated for his loss?
We're waiting on an official statement from his attorney. Should be coming down in the next 48 hours.
Okay.
some good news today as well. Hell yeah. What a headline that is. Indiana legalizes throwing stars.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Indiana.
Because that's what we need. More throwing stars on the streets.
I want to just tip my cap to the politicians in the Indiana Senate.
Right? Who's taking time out for that?
Oh, somebody who is living the dream. Who you know what? Back in elementary school, like, ran on a platform of the drinking fountains will have chocolate milk and nunchucks and throwing stars will be legal
everywhere.
For everybody.
Yeah.
Yep. This is somebody who is staying true to their elementary school campaign promises.
I feel like this is a dude who's got a bunch of constituents in single wide trailers, because I had some friends that had single wide trailers when I was growing up. All of them had throwing stars.
Your throwing stars were the ultimate. Like, if you had a friend who had throwing stars.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had throwing stars, and I got in big trouble because of the throwing stars.
Did you take it to school or something?
No, I just thought it would be really funny to throw them at the sheetrock wall in my bedroom.
Oh, yeah, no.
And it left a lot of holes, because every time the throwing star hits, you got to think at least three prongs.
Yeah.
I was a trashy kid, man. I went to a bunch of like gun shows and stuff.
No, I mean, but who bought those for you?
That doesn't make you trashy. What's funny is that you did it once and didn't go, that's not good. You did
it
multiple times.
Hell yeah, I'm a ninja. No one can tell me what to do.
Did you use your
that's
allowance?
That's what trash is.
Did your mom know you had these throwing stars?
Of course she did.
Because he was a ninja.
I was a ninja.
He was stealth.
She just couldn't stop me because she couldn't see me.
You were the worst ninja ever.
No, he blend in and disappeared because he lived in Minnesota. There was so much snow and he's so white.
Or just because it's only white people.
We're looking for a white kid. Ah, damn it.
The only white ninja in Minnesota.
It is I, Haru.
But that's your ninja name?
Wasn't that Chris Farley's ninja name?
I believe
Beverly
so.
Hills? Beverly Hills ninja.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Indiana Senate passed a bill that would legalize throwing stars under certain conditions.
Okay.
Throwing stars currently illegal.
What are the conditions?
It would lift the ban on recreational use.
Okay.
So throwing stars are allowed in other states, but, you know, they sometimes, I guess the most common place that you'd probably find them as an adult is like one of those axe throwing places.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Is this is in Indiana, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If ninja stars are legal before marijuana is in Indiana, I'm going to throw some ninja stars.
it's going to be. And here's the one thing, little detail in this bill that really gets me.
What do you mean ninja stars are illegal first?
The bill does include some restrictions because you can't just be going willy-nilly with the ninja stars. Throwing of the stars would only be permitted at certain businesses because you can't just roll into a dentist's office and start chucking them around.
Like an Applebee's.
The other part that gets me, Audrey... Children ages 12 to 17 can only throw stars with a parent's written permission.
Sick.
I wrote a note my kid.
I want to see the parent that's like, come here, little Timmy. Let me give you a throwing star permission letter.
We're going to see these totally used in like mattress commercials. Half off of your next mattress, Ninja Star. Toss straight through the prices. Half off. Yeah, each time.
I'm doing some research on the fly right now because I wondered, you know, obviously this is a huge moment that will go down in history, in Indiana history.
For sure.
But I wanted to know what states nunchucks were illegal in.
Uh-huh.
How many states would you wager to guess nunchucks are illegal in?
I think a lot. I think like 42 states.
You think nunchucks are illegal?
I think they're illegal.
What
I think
is a nunchuck again? It's a nunchuck?
Michelangelo's weapon from the Ninja Turtles.
Like the ones that
two-piece sword with a chain in between.
They were, as of 2019, illegal in three states.
They're only illegal in three states?
Three states. Oh. Arizona overturned the ban in 2019.
Thank God.
California overturned the ban in 2021. And currently, only one state here in these United States of America... are nunchucks illegal, and that is the state of Massachusetts.
You're out, Massachusetts.
But those are only for personal usage. It's banned. They are able to be used in martial arts training and in some other random circumstances.
Perhaps.
Who is doing martial arts training in Massachusetts?
I mean, it's Boston.
I am aware of that. I stay by my statement.
You got to learn how to fight in Boston.
A Boston ninja? Can you imagine that?
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Audrey had something revealed to her by her doctor talking about consuming books, and it is something that I did not expect to read today. What is going on, and why were you having this conversation? Was this like your body doctor or your mental health doctor? Who are you talking to?
Wait, what was it? Oh, the audiobook one.
Yes.
So I actually was at my eye doctor.
Oh, what? What?
What?
The eye doctor brought up? Okay.
Well, it was because I was having a conversation with her about whenever I read, sometimes when I get really tired, my eyes like will skip like almost like two words ahead.
Oh, you got lazy eyes?
I do. And it's something that has something to do with like the muscle in my eyes. I don't know. She explained it to me, and of course, like everything, I half listened. So I was like, oh, cool. Great. But she basically said by 40, I'm going to be in glasses all the time, no matter what.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, awesome. cool.
Something to look forward to.
Great.
Cool. Slowly deteriorating over here.
But I asked her that question, and she goes, I know that can be really frustrating as an intelligent person. I was like, yes, ma'am. It is very.
I'm glad we were able to share this moment together, doctor.
It's very hard, you know, being so intelligent and having my eyes just betray me in such a way. And she said, you know, if you want to try audiobooks, they actually say that whenever people who absorb audiobooks are actually more intelligent because you're having to focus a lot more than like just casual reading. And I was like, okay.
That feels like audiobook propaganda.
Yeah.
Like, did you hear that on an audiobook?
Yeah. She listens to audiobooks, so that's why she's throwing that out there.
But, you know, to be fair, I can read a book far better than I can listen to an audiobook. I get so not only annoyed by their voices, because especially doing what we do, I'm like, why are you doing that? Like, it drives
that
me crazy. That's why I have a hard time with podcasts as well. It's tough. And if your accent's weird, especially when you're faking a Southern accent, I downloaded an audiobook as soon as she told me that because I was like, I need to be smarter. And I tried it and I failed. And it's just, Yeah, I'm not an audiobook girl. I've decided.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have the attention span of a squirrel, which is good in many ways. Mm-hmm. But
it's fantastic for TikTok. They really
great. Yeah, if you're scrolling
15
through videos,
seconds at a time.
Great. Also, that doesn't seem like it makes any sense. The smartest people in the world are not just sitting around exclusively listening to audiobooks.
No, I don't think that she meant that. I don't think she meant like Albert Einstein would have just like crushed audiobooks.
I can't retain. I have about 40 audiobooks that I've bought over the years. And I can't retain any information.
Okay, so this is checking out, though. Like, her theory is checking out. Do we see?
Stupid people can't handle them.
No, just I've read all the books. Yeah, so, like, I read all the books that I bought the audiobooks for.
So you'd already read the books, and then you went back to the audiobook?
Yeah, and I went back and bought them because I was, you know, I listened to something. Well, I used to listen to something new every night, as I'm going to sleep. And, you know, I've already listened to the History of Rome podcast front to back maybe 500 times now. And so I was mixing it up. And so I bought my favorite book series, which is The Rift War Saga by Raymond Feist. And as I was listening to it, it's like I know the story, but I'm not remembering anything from what the audiobook said. Like I can remember from when I read it 25 years ago.
Right.
But I just don't retain any of that information. I mean, also, I'm like falling asleep while I'm listening to it.
See, that's one of the things about audiobooks, too, because I enjoy reading, but I read almost with a purpose sometimes to lull me to sleep. With audiobooks, it just keeps going when you fall asleep. And I know you can set the timer or whatever, but still, trying to find where you actually left off is impossible.
Yep.
The audiobook's not for me. Dave, when was the last time you've had these issues?
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney. Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMP. Now, the voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
I just want to know, do any of you guys ever wax your nose? Because it's the greatest feeling when you pull that out and all the hair is stuck to the wax and you can look at it and see all the hair and then you can feel like you can just breathe cleaner. Let me know. Bye.
Message deleted.
That is not how that works. Also, that is incredibly dangerous if you do wax your nose, from what I was told from an esthetician friend of mine. Because if you get an infection, right there.
Oh, it can go to your brain.
That's like right there. So
I will also go on record by saying, and I'll stand by this statement, chicks are disgusting.
Why are we gross?
Because like her favorite part of that is ripping all of the hairs out of your snot-filled cavity so you can look at them.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, that's full of pus or snot, or let me look at it.
The less nose hairs you have, the less filtering it's actually going to do. That's like a carbon filter up in that bitch.
Yeah, man. I don't know. But I don't know how I feel about this because
you're disgusting, and so that draws you to it. But
I don't like doing the things. Like, I don't like popping per se, like on people, because I feel bad for doing the pain. But I like watching the videos.
Mm-hmm. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I know. I blame my mother. My mom used to like legit force us to watch all of those things.
What? You sit around and like watch the Dr. Pimple Popper before she even became famous?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, and then like also because she was an esthetician, so she was like obsessed with all of that.
Which she get like,
and smells
visibly,
like obsessed with smells too.
Visibly excited, like when you had a zit, she's like, "Ooh, let me get it."
She would hold us down.
Oh, gross.
Like, and my brother and sister, disgusting, too, she would be like, come on, Emma, hold Audrey's arms down. I'm like, oh!
Let me pop it.
That sounds like child abuse to me. Hold the child down? Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm better for it.
Okay.
Your complexion is lovely.
I have great skin. Right. Thanks.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What would you say is something you're interested in that most people haven't even heard of?
Message deleted.
I don't know. What am I interested in that other people haven't even heard of? Why is everybody looking at me on this one?
You just did a weird thing.
No, because you just said that. You were talking about the audiobook that you like, and you said the title of your favorite book that you've ever read, and I'm like, I have no idea.
They're getting ready to make it into a television show. It's probably going to be.
They haven't yet.
Because there's 20 books in it.
Well, cool. What were the books
called? It's called The Rift War Cycle.
The Rift War Cycle.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
It's from Raymond Feist. It's one of the most. It's actually, I believe, one of the. In the. they're the very first book in that, Magician, I think is the second most selling, highest selling fantasy novel of all time, only behind Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Well, it's still number two behind Lord of the Rings that they made into a movie.
Yeah.
Call me when it's a movie.
It's going to be a series because there's 20 books.
Okay, Dave. Great.
20.
I'd never heard of Game of Thrones before HBO decided to pick it up either.
I had.
Because or The Last of Us.
It was all hidden in a book.
I never knew anything about The Last of Us.
How would I possibly know? If you want to hide something from me, put it in a book. Like those grandparents, you know, that hide all their money in books. Brilliant. Would never find it.
Mm-hmm.
It is safe.
Please leave a message
to the Goodwill, and the next thing you know, Goodwill's just walking out with a whole bunch of money.
It's either a book or a couch just loaded with cash. I ain't finding it because I ain't looking.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave Mahoney and Audrey, yep. All the adult relationships that you've had during adult relationship times, have you or the partner you're with ever said these dreaded words? Are you done yet?
Message deleted.
No.
I've said
no.
It.
Have you recently?
No, but I've definitely upset it before.
Have you really?
Yeah, like, and I mean, just being honest,
are
like, whenever
you done yet, like that is ice
not
cold.
In that,
yeah,
not in that, not in those ways. Not in those ways. Because like sometimes,
how
whenever
do you dress that up?
Well, because sometimes, you know, if it's used, if you're used to it being like a certain length, like when things just get like repetitive in life or whatever, when
yeah,
things
sure.
get you, when it takes a little too long, things taking a little too long, you're like, geez, Louise. Like, what the?
You're like, hurry up. The baseball game's almost over.
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like I'm alone on that. I feel like sometimes when things start taking
too
different,
long, sure.
different lengths of time than what you're used to, you kind of start being like, wait, is it me or is it the booze that you had earlier?
It's always the booze.
It's always the booze.
Or something. You know what? Yeah. You kind of feel a little insecure in those moments because it's like, wait, it usually takes like 5. And now it's taking like 45? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's a
you know? And then,
You've actually said the words, because, like, there's been plenty of times where I've thought it.
Sure.
But, like, to
I've said,
say
like,
it,
is there something wrong?
Well, that's not going to speed things up.
No. Well, usually, that definitely was, like...
The killer?
Yeah. But, I mean, what am I supposed to... I'm, like, getting dry. Like, it hurts.
Oh, God.
This is Dave and Mahoney. It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
So, Audrey, I think that you may have inspired the room. I mean, you are the first one here who has taken the leap of just straight up deleting social media apps, in some cases, from your phone because you get some of the ick.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, but I'll do it. No, so I'm done with Facebook.
Yeah.
But what I'll do is whenever I start feeling like I'm not as productive, like in my actual day-to-day life, like if I feel like I am scrolling too much while actually at home, like instead of reading or just like doing like chores, dumb adult things, I'll just delete the apps from my phone that I feel like I'm too consumed on that don't spark joy.
And that's what I've been feeling recently, like with Twitter specifically, is because they change the algorithm so that way it's
like
got
change.
All this stuff that's for you as opposed to the people that you actually have chosen to follow.
Well, you know, you can just swipe right.
I know.
Defaults
is a for you. And I've just found it to be so incredibly negative recently.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm kind of getting to the point where, didn't you recently, Mahoney, just decide like, you're done with it for the time being?
Yeah, man. I'm just done.
Yeah.
Like, the only one that I will post on, I follow a bunch of dogs. I follow a bunch of food on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'm really posting is when I get the occasional Call of Duty Warzone win.
Yeah, that's big.
You know,
got to share that with the world.
Yeah. All of our colleagues who follow us. You know,
very important.
It's like the only thing you post.
Yeah.
I never see anything else unless it's like sunny enough outside, which it hasn't really been, for you to smoke a cigar outside and we get a cigar pick with music
and
or Call of Duty wins.
Topo Chico sometimes.
No, the Topo Chico hasn't been happening since it's been
a
while.
There's a Topo Chico shortage.
Yeah,
so I've forsaken Topo Chico, because if you can't be here for me in my time of need, then you don't deserve. I'm not gonna sit here and pine after you. Minaragua from Jarritos is around. They're here.
Okay.
It's refreshing.
So I don't know if you guys feel like this, because I know it's like the negativity that comes through social media, and like we're not really posting, and we're not like. I don't know. I feel like the fun has been sucked out of social media for me. I feel like...
We're too old.
Yeah.
I don't feel too old.
I don't feel too old for social media.
We're not old enough, and we're also too old. So it's like the youngs are gone.
It just used to...
The olds are
because
there.
Because they're on TikTok.
Used to seem fun.
But because it was fun when we first started it. And like the MySpace era was the Wild West.
Right. Well, because we were young.
Yeah. I mean, we were young and also like we were leaning into it. It was all young people. There wasn't really like the only drama that really existed on there was, you know, the top eight drama,
right.
Who you had in your top friends. But, you know, then we moved on to Facebook because you're like, oh, then, you know, it's a cleaner, it's an easier user interface, and only people we follow can follow us. So it had some like nice, additions that MySpace did.
Curated and a little more personal.
But now
stuff,
it's just,
yeah.
People have lost their minds over the last 15 years.
Well, because
they've been brainwashed.
Yeah, well, I don't even know, like, brainwashed and like, people are just so particular about what they're posting. I feel like everybody is so hyper edited on, at least on Instagram, it feels like that. I feel like you're just so self absorbed.
Well, it's not even
in what it is, and it's lost its fun. Like if you go to look at TikTok, and I know that you guys aren't necessarily fans of TikTok, and you know I'm not really active on there either. But one thing that you're seeing is almost the exact opposite of that, which makes it more cringe. And I know that's why you guys don't like it. It's like people are just in their pajamas crying, or like in their pajamas dancing. Like there's no like filters on there
but
at
we're
all.
We're professionals, though. That's like the thing. Like we can't do that. Like, as much as I would like to sit around in my pajamas and cry, which I do on a fair, not on a regular basis.
You just don't broadcast it.
I just don't broadcast it because I can't. Because
right.
I'm a
well, because
professional.
That would, but that's not what your platform would be. There's avenues to it. But
sure,
I'm saying
but
the
your
general
platform is the I'm in the pajamas crying person. Like, come on, man.
But we, like, my thing is, it's like, I don't know. For me, things like that, like, you do you, but that is just
You don't want shiny and new anymore.
No,
and the next thing
is... No, I do
want
shiny and new. I just don't want embarrassing for me. I don't want embarrassing for me because, again, my peers, the people who are providing Dave and I and you with opportunities to grow our show, are older than us. And they don't understand.
There's nothing more cringy. Like when I see people, even my age, that are on TikTok, and you're like, "Hey, man, like you're 42. Can
right,
you stop
but
dancing?"
Podcasting is massive on TikTok.
But podcasting
sure, no,
is
no.
different.
No, but I mean,
but yeah, but that's a whole avenue.
That's
of
not
it.
The problem I have with TikTok. The TikTok is the spyware and just the harvesting
absolutely.
Of all of your information.
And the fact that they don't let children use it over in China, and all the stuff that's on their algorithm is education based.
Well, did you
and
see
even that they limit to 45 minutes a day?
Did you see that there's like a Missouri senator who's introduced a bill to try to make it where kids under 16 can't use social media? And for the longest time, like, this idea seemed really stupid to me, but now I'm kind
of
like,
I'm on the other end of this though, Dave, because when they try, like, this is how we know we're getting old. When we were 16, if anybody, especially a politician, came out and said, I don't, you know, we're going to ban this for you, what am I going to go do? Just like when they tried to ban music, things like that. Tipper Gore back in the day was trying to ban hip-hop.
No, I get it. It's hard,
I just,
it's hard
you just
to
lean
ban,
into
but,
it. I mean,
but at the same time, like, there is some things in this bill, like providing parents a right to demand that tech companies delete data that's been stored about
sure.
their kids, like
we've
that
been
sort of thing.
Calling for a digital bill of rights
yeah.
for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the things we have just sold our digital souls to all of these companies, and who knows what they're doing with what.
I mean, we've just seen so many stories about like how bad it is for the mental health of kids and like all of the bullying.
It's bad
that
for
you
the
see
mental health of everybody.
Of adults. I mean, that's what we were just talking
sure.
about, right? So who knows if this is actually going to go
it
through,
won't.
But it's just one of those things where you're kind of like, something's got to be done, right?
There's a shift happening.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that goes, okay, but then there's the other part of me that goes, man, like this is just going to make the whole thing worse. And also, you don't want your kids on it.
It's kind of up to you.
Yeah,
personal responsibility.
Yeah.
No, let the government fix it.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney. A fish, a lifestyle, and a haircut.
Haircut.
This is Mullet Over with Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, you shared some historical pictures of yourself recently, and the one that you pulled up, it was in front of some wood paneling. You didn't have a mullet in that particular picture, but you did share another one while you were on your recent trip, and did you have a mullet? Oh, yes, you did, my
man. I mean,
man.
You tell me. I haven't seen that photo in a long time, and that, to me, is a mullet.
That is a mullet. That
That's
is
a mullet, right?
Shorter up
kids
top.
Kids today have that, the exact haircut.
Yeah.
We have come full circle.
Absolutely a mullet.
Okay. So,
and that is a handsome mullet.
Thank you. I mean, for many years, you guys called into question my mullet credentials, and obviously I had a rat tail, but I also, you know, had a beautiful.
We didn't know that you had the Kentucky waterfall. I mean,
he's told us. I never thought that you were lying about that.
Wow. I had it. That was Missouri, Dave.
That's like all of my haters out there. No one. No one's hating on you.
They're hating. They're hating on my lack of mullet credibility. And I, in fact, had a mullet.
Of course, our resident Alabama gal, also very familiar with mullets, had one herself.
I had a one-year-old mullet. That one was nasty.
Just full of like boogers
so
and
gross.
Sticky residue from suppers.
No, I just looked like I was trash. Yeah. I looked like a little boy.
Yeah. Well, we celebrate the lifestyle. We celebrate the haircut. We are the mullet of radio shows.
In many ways, we are. Let's see how well you guys are able to do when it comes to identifying the mullet. We've got three clips here. Only one of them has a mullet. You're playing together today. Here we go. The first one. This woman is trying her hand at singing an original country song.
Beer, beer, truck, truck, girls in tight jeans. Beer, truck, America, America. Ooh!
I mean, I would subscribe.
Is that Morgan Wallen? I like it.
That's Carrie Underwood.
I feel like this may be satire.
I think that's absolutely satire.
I feel like we could have, I think she's laying in bed.
She's literally laying in bed. She's doing the thing. She's laying in bed, and the covers are kind of pulled up. Her hair is slicked back. She's got glasses on, and it's just like from the nose up. That's exactly what I'm envisioning. She's just kind of like giggling through the whole thing.
Is she rocking a mullet? For ironic purposes.
No, she has no mullet. There's not.
Okay.
No mullet inside.
I could see an ironic mullet going on here, but let's hear the next one.
Here we go. This next one is a gentleman that is explaining what was like for him, his personal life experience growing up without a lot of money in the South. Mm.
Now, I grew up in trailers, living off of whale water, eating potted meat and bienes, bought with a food stamp card. I know y'all like that sausage gravy from Dairy Queen. Y'all ever had water gravy? Gravy made with water? You know, moisture?
Audrey?
Viennese. I haven't heard Vienna sausages called Viennese in a really long time. Uh-huh. And well water. Is he from Appalachia? The hills?
What about... I mean, I've eaten a Dairy Queen many a time. I've never seen gravy. They have gravy at Dairy Queen?
Yeah, they have
Queen?
Biscuits and gravy.
What?
Yeah.
Dairy Queen does?
Yeah, what? For breakfast.
They have breakfast?
What, Dairy Queen has breakfast?
Really? I'm positive.
I'm not second guessing you. I'm stunned. I had no idea.
And yes, I have had gravy with water.
Hold on.
Water gravy. Yeah. Well, moisture. I mean, like the one that's just like the powder. Remember you said you had powdered milk?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the powder gravy that all you got to do is just stir some water in. Mm. I think that's what he's talking about. But
you know what? I've had that too, recently.
Oh, shoot. She ain't lying.
Yeah.
Scrambled eggs with Tater Jims.
Tater Jims. That's good. That is a man's
name.
Why are we
need to get some Tater Jims. And give me a Blizzard to go with it on the side.
It's like, hey, man, where'd you get that methamphetamine, Tater Jim?
I feel like the only thing that's making me believe that this man is a tried and true mullet wearer is the fact that he was talking about Viennese and water biscuits and gravy. Like, it's leaning towards, like, he's got a hat on, and it's kind of poking out the back. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of mullety. But it's not purposeful. It's just he hasn't had a haircut in a while.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, neck hair grows faster than the top of your head does. So I feel like it's kind of giving that.
Let me just throw this out there. That is not every Dairy Queen that offers that. Oh. That is the Dairy Queen in East Texas, in Tyler, Texas.
Just Tyler, Texas serves the Tater Jims?
DQTyler.com menu/ country breakfast plate. The National Road Dairy trip. Queen does not offer that, I don't think, but that particular one in Tyler, Texas.
Specifically? Well, why do I know that it exists? I've never been to Tyler, Texas.
Maybe your specific franchisee owner offered it.
Big fan of the B's and G's.
Have you ever dated a dude named Tyler?
I have. See? That was my former boyfriend who turned
the crying
thief.
One?
Thief. And drug addict.
Oh, see?
Stole from an AT&T
and
story worked out.
Exactly what I'd expect Tyler to be doing.
Stole some iPhones for his drug habit.
Okay, so we have one more left.
One more left. This guy also is talking about his experience in the South and what it was like for him on the way up.
In the South, if you hear gunshots, it means someone's having a better time than you. Speaking of that, in the South, you know, if you find a stranger with a gun, the first thing he's going to ask if you want to shoot it with him? Let me ask you, have you ever seen a fight break out at a cornhole tournament? Have you ever seen a lawnmower go 75 miles an hour? If you see a Subaru with an AC unit built in the back windshield, you're in the right place. You see a tractor in the Wendy's drive-thru? you're in the right place.
Dude,
and
nobody's
Winnie's,
got a Subaru.
And a Winnie's drive-thru.
Like, Subaru is Subaru's, not a country car. My mom drives Subaru. Right.
Subarus are owned exclusively by lesbians in the Pacific Northwest.
Or my mom here. Or your mom here.
Or my mom here.
Thanks, Dave. I don't think this guy has a mullet.
I think he's actually a little bit clean cut. For whatever reason, he's giving like clean cut Southern
I'm
boy to me.
I'm not getting mullet vibes from him at all.
I want to go with number two. Personally, can I know that you didn't ask, Dave, but that's who I'm going with.
I feel
two,
like, can we eliminate number three? We can agree that number three needs to be eliminated.
Yeah, yeah. It's close, but he's just got long hair with a stocking cap on.
Oh, yeah. That looks ain't like, clean cut at all.
What's his name?
I liked his voice,
Jay,
though. It was
from Jay and Silent Bob.
It does.
Kind of like
more
a dark hair version. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, bad mustache.
Wow.
So now it comes down to number two with the water gravy or the woman.
She's not got a mullet.
The only, I don't think she has a legitimate mullet.
Did
I think
she get a wig on?
Could be some sort of, she's trying to pay tribute, make fun of it.
Well, a lot of girls these days are doing bachelorette parties where they dress up like blue collar bachelorette. So like they'll put like a wigs on and like the Budweiser tees and mustaches and like it's like they dress up as dudes.
Let's cosplay poor
go
guys.
To Nashville.
Yeah, these are the same people we're talking
hilarious.
About.
It is hilarious. It's the same thing with like the dad parties.
Or did they all dress up like Guy Fieri?
Yeah, no, but these are also the same people who are always talking about appropriating culture.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Meanwhile, but let's do
it's,
this.
Unless
don't
it's
you
funny
appropriate
to them.
My yeah. Southern roots?
That's right. Final answer, we're going.
I'm going to eliminate her, the number one woman. I'm going to eliminate her and go with Audrey as number two with the mullet.
You guys are correct. In fact, Audrey is stunningly accurate with the first one. She is laying down in bed with the covers.
I said glasses, too.
With the glasses on.
She's got braids.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I legit. That's so funny.
And a nose ring.
And a nose ring.
Wow.
The guy with the mullet, number two, looks like skinny Nick Offerman from Last of Us, doesn't he?
I mean, that's just
oh my
greasy.
God, it looks just like, it looks like his character in Last of Us.
It sure does.
Whoa, he's got a bunker.
But like methier.
Yeah, a little
no,
methier.
He doesn't look methy.
Yeah.
He just looks like he hadn't washed his hair in a minute, but it's because he had to go out in the hills, like he said, and get well water and use that same well water that he probably bathed then for his gravy.
And then, for whatever reason, oddly put on a turtleneck.
It's probably the same turtleneck from the 90s. Don't you just hate on him? It's hard
hey,
out there.
Still,
it's probably
if
no
still,
mall.
If
it's probably
still,
not one mall.
If he can still fit there. Into his turtleneck from the 90s, good on him for keeping his weight in
He's
check.
Maintaining his weight.
Yep. He looks great.
This is David Mahoney. When your lifetime goal is to own a partial interest in a fireworks stand, it's the Redneck Report.
Dog Will Hunt.
On David Mahoney.
You know, sometimes you have to have the perspective of going, I need to lay off the sauce a little bit. Or maybe I'm doing a little bit too many drugs.
I've made some questionable life choices recently.
Yeah, and sometimes it takes, like, you know, getting arrested or getting in trouble.
Hitting
or
rock bottom. We
hitting
hear
rock
about
bottom.
That, yeah.
And that's the case for a lot
we
of people.
You got a story about Bam Margera?
No, this is maybe the female version of Bam Margera because it involves a blowtorch, a huge bus, and storming into a building. So 37-year-old Natalie Jade Jarvis, armed with a blowtorch and a repurposed school bus, painted with graffiti, led authorities on a chase in the school bus that ended when she crashed into a fence at the grounds of a school. The bus also had chickens living in it.
Okay. Well, I mean, the price of eggs, as we know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, obviously, she's ahead of the curve on that one.
It all started at 6 a.m. when police received a call from a gas station saying a lady came in carrying a blowtorch looking for a child welfare office. So, it's one of these people that had gone down the conspiracy theory rabbit hole, you know, like the Pizzagate thing and all that stuff, where you're convinced that you're on this mission from God to go save kids that are being exploited, which a lot of value in looking out for kids and their well-being. Maybe you and your giant repainted school bus that says something about child trafficking and a blowtorch perhaps is not
Dave,
the appropriate way.
I think you're overreacting and obviously part of this media conspiracy because this blowtorch wasn't even lit. So how are you attacking somebody without a lit blowtorch?
She got charged with an aggravated fight, terrorizing, weapons on a school property, aggravated obstruction of a highway of commerce, hit and run.
Oh,
criminal damage, reckless driving. She had been living, I guess, in a state park for the last month in her crazy person
bus. How do these people not
bus?
Get to plead insanity? This woman sounds insane.
She's insane.
Also, I love that you're trying to protect kids, and then you run your bus literally into a school full of kids.
That's correct.
So
yes.
I'm
good,
saying insane.
Good job.
Not
good
insane.
Job.
Not great.
Good job.
So you've always said, Mahoney, that if you were to be smuggling drugs, the one place that you would hide them?
But
in the butt.
Always.
And this guy, apparently, big fan of yours, perhaps? I don't
big
know.
Big fanny of mine, maybe?
Yeah. Florida officials said a man is in custody after he was found with more than a kilo of methamphetamine. Timothy Holt, 49, was arrested after deputies executed a search warrant at his home, and that was before they found that there was a large package on the front porch. He admitted three times to having drugs in his butt as well. It turns out it wasn't the kilo of methamphetamine that was in his butt. It was 3.5 grams of heroin and crack that he had.
So had crack in the crack.
Crack in the crack.
But right. You're just at home, man. Like, what are you doing? Just lounging around?
Just lounging around. You're like, I'm going to see if I can fit.
He's been in jail before. No. He's used to keeping stuff in his butt so that people don't come and raid
his
room.
The emergency stash ass.
Yeah. I like that it was 3.5 grams. Like, he got 3 grams out there. He's like, I'm going to try a little more.
Woo, I don't know if that's a lot or a little.
3.5 grams?
Yeah, I don't.
No clue.
Up the keister?
If it was a kilo, that's 2.2 pounds. That's a lot. But like 3 grams? What's a gram? I don't know what a gram of meth looks like.
You don't ever feel like you've taken a 2 pound dump?
I mean, how many grams are in a pound? How many? Let me Google that real quick.
I mean, I definitely have taken a slam and then weighed myself after.
Have you ever lost 2 pounds? Sometimes you feel like you've lost 2 pounds. You're like, man.
Hold if it's up. Been like a lot in a day.
Dude, there's 453 like, grams in a pound. So that like 3 grams ain't nothing.
Still.
And also,
it's a lot in your butt.
Guys, you think no matter how big your bowel movement is, the thing that blew my mind and one of the things that like when I was like in the early stages of radio, I was the board op. So I was just the guy who pushed the buttons on the radio station when we played Howard Stern back in the day. And they did a bit on Howard Stern with High Pitch Eric where he bet that he could poop like 2 pounds in a bag, and he didn't come. And he was a big, big dude, and he came nowhere close to that.
Oh. That like,
didn't
is even clear so foul.
Didn't even clear did the he, half pound
did,
mark.
Did he bring it in and put it on a scale?
They were just going, and it was. I mean,
swear
it was,
to God, like, if you guys ever did that on this show,
you would love it.
If you just started pooping in a bag in front of me?
No, you would poop in a bag.
They did it in the bathroom. They just might.
It's a seniority thing. I'm sorry, Audrey.
That's not what the ladies did on the Howard Stern show. We know what the ladies did on the Howard Stern show. It wasn't pooping on the bag.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Yeah,
Dave and Mahoney present.
Would you like special curly fries?
Fast food freak out.
Shut up and listen to my order.
Something magical about being in a fast food restaurant, you never know what's going to go down. Now, most people don't go inside of fast food restaurants. The drive-thru has become something that they've actually improved upon a lot over the years. And I think the Chick-fil-A kind of led the charge on that. You see a lot of McDonald's now that have the two lanes as well. I mean, it's nice when people have a very efficient drive-thru. That's so important.
Producer Jordan actually is one of the few people who does go inside on a regular basis to McDonald's to use the app multiple times to get deals. He did change the game for me and introduced me to the McDonald's app, which I will never go through a McDonald's drive-thru ever again, or at least the ones that have the mobile ordering, because you can just pull into a parking space.
Yeah, you don't even have to have the stress of
and
driving.
And you can just text. You don't even have to worry about pulling forward.
I didn't even know that was a thing until I went to McDonald's recently because the kids wanted some Happy Meals. And as I'm driving out, I see people that are just sitting there like you would pull up to a grocery store and get your groceries put in the back of your car. And it's not because they had to pull forward and wait. It's just because
that's where they chose.
That's the easier thing to do.
That's what I do now.
I had no idea.
Here on out. But, you know, I am the world's most leading fast food forensic expert. I have been to over 17,000 McDonald's here domestically.
Right.
And I'm calling 3 for 3 today.
Okay.
Let's see.
Call my shot.
So the first one here, and Mahoney, you and Audrey are playing together. Police were called to actually remove this woman for recording, and this is part of that recording. So the cops had to show up in this circumstance because things had gotten out of control.
Okay, I'll stop recording. No problem. I'll stay right here.
In your entirety. Not just stop recording, but to leave because you were recording.
What did I record?
I don't know. Irrelevant.
Did you know that I did not record?
It doesn't matter. They can ask you to leave for whatever reason they want. They don't have to give you a reason or me. They can say you're an unwanted subject, this being private property. It'd be no different than me just walking in your living room, putting my feet up, and watching TV.
Okay, so the cops, again, had to intervene there because she would not leave. Big argument about if you have a right to record or not was that A, a Culver's, B, a Krispy Kreme, or C, a Panera Bread.
Panera. No.
That music is a little too aggressive.
It is. That's exactly.
But I feel like it's also too aggressive for a Culver's, too.
Culver's doesn't have music like that. No. Nobody's behaving like that
in Culver's. I think this is a Krispy Kreme is what I'm leading towards most. Obviously, all those places, you know, calling the cops in and not handling this ruckus by themselves. So
what are you getting so angry about in a Krispy Kreme?
I mean, you would definitely wouldn't be that mad at Panera.
It takes so long to get your overpriced hospital food.
But you know.
It is overpriced hospital food. Hey. Oh, my God. That's exactly what Panera is.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll give me that bread bowl of broccoli cheddar any day of the week.
It looks good. It tastes the soup tastes like cardboard.
You got to put a lot of pepper in it.
I have to pepper it?
Yeah, you got to pepper that broccoli cheddar soup.
Okay.
Make it.
I just didn't know that.
I think at Culver's they would have de-escalated the situation.
It's just not a Culver's.
Can we eliminate Culver's?
Yeah, you can eliminate Culver's. It's not a Culver's.
Definitely not a Panera then. I don't think it's a Panera. Should we hear this one more time?
I think it's a Panera.
I'm leaning towards Krispy Kreme because of the hard music. I think it's early in the morning. I think somebody's in there listening to harder music.
I guess I missed
music.
The music. Was it like death
metal?
It
was
metal?
Like, it seriously it sounded like Milkshakes by Khalees.
Okay,
I'll stop recording. No problem. I'll stay right here.
In your entirety. Not just stop recording, but to leave because you were recording.
What did I record?
I don't know. Irrelevant.
Did you know that I did not record?
It doesn't matter. They can ask you to leave for whatever reason they want. They don't have to give you a reason, or me. They can say you're an unwanted subject, this being private property. It'd be no different than me just walking in your living room, putting my feet up, and watching TV.
It sounds too open to be a Krispy Kreme, dude.
I mean, sounds like the cops got there real quick, though.
Are you making a donut joke?
That's a donut joke.
I'm sticking with my guns. I'm going with Krispy Kreme.
Man, the cops, if you call them, they are never showing up.
So, Mahoney's going Krispy Kreme. Audrey, you're going?
I'm going Panera, B.
And Audrey is correct. Yeah. Sorry, Mahoney. That's a Panera. That's Panera.
What's going on with that music?
I don't know, man. What are they listening to? Pierce the Veil?
Yeah, they usually play nice, soft jazz. Or like some
Panera?
Nora. Yeah, like Nora Jones.
I would expect like Goo Goo Dolls or something, but not that. Anyway, okay, here we go on number two. If your rewards card has multiple options, you should probably specify which one you want to use. This person having
Starbucks.
A little bit of issues figuring that out.
Starbucks.
But Starbucks not even on the list.
It's not.
It's not on the list.
Man, I'm going to carry about some Starbucks right now.
Mm-hmm, here we go.
Hold up. No, you can raise it. Calm down. Hold up. Calm down. Listen.
Calm down.
No, I'm just saying my sugar is always right.
Wait, you're talking to me. You're not right. No, honey. No, you're not. Hold on, you're not right. Because first of all, what you said was can I get a slice of steak and a chocolate? Okay, so when you handed me the card, the punch card, you said I have this punch card here. You did not say that you wanted to use the $5.
It's the punch card.
Yeah.
$5. Subway comes out. It was maybe the first, but I think that may be too obvious.
Little Caesars, ooh. Chipotle, or Freddy's?
Caesars. Dumb Caesars. Dumb Little Caesars.
That's not a Freddy's. I promise you that's not a Freddy's steak burger.
Can we eliminate Freddy?
Bye.
Good. Okay, so Freddy's or Chipotle?
It's Chipotle or Little Caesars.
See,
now.
But I feel like Chipotle has an app. I don't feel like they're punch card people. Like, I feel like they believe that they're too bougie.
You're not
So you're
getting,
going through the app. They don't have a punch card.
Yeah, you know you're spending like $18 on a burrito at Chipotle,
yeah.
So you're not getting that irate.
No, man. It's a Little Caesars.
I think this is a Little Caesars.
Has anyone here ever gotten one of those Modelos that they sell at Chipotle?
No.
Who gets a Modelo
That's
at
what
a
I mean.
Chipotle?
I'm always surprised. I'm like, everyone's like having lunch and there's just like a case fridge full of Modelos.
Never have
you.
I ever. Never
Maybe
once.
Maybe you go on a date there.
I guess.
And even then, you're probably going to need a couple of them because your date took you to Chipotle.
Hey, sometimes it's all you can afford.
No, we've all been
young.
There. We've all been there.
Dude, make a meal at that point.
Here's the thing.
That's fair.
If your date's taking you to Chipotle to save you money, you ain't even getting the Modelo.
Nope.
No, you're not.
That's true.
Modelo. Hell no.
You're getting water and you're going to try to put some Dr. Pepper or Sprite in there.
Give me my potato salad and tell me it is Little Caesars.
It's Little Caesars.
Little Caesars. Yeah. Audrey, 2 for 2.
Thank you.
Very good. Mahoney called a shot 3 for 3. He's obviously blown it, but Audrey can go 3 for 3 today. Here we go. Last
sure
one.
Can.
Remember, it's not always what you know. Sometimes it's who you know.
I deal with owners. I don't deal with people that gang up on me. You're not from the same place I'm from, and neither are they.
No.
So I know the owners. I know the Rolling Stones in here, too. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Come on.
Come on.
air out of here.
Is that A, a Subway where that argument took place, B, McDonald's, or C, Taco Bell?
I think that's McDonald's.
I literally only heard mumbles. Like, my brain turned off during that. It just sounded like... I didn't hear anything.
She just was screaming about knowing somebody, and the cops were going to get called, yeah. And she was telling them to go ahead and call the cops.
So there was no deciphering anything? Well, like, none of us heard anything?
I heard beeps, but they were muffled. I think somebody had their hand over the microphone.
So this is just going to be...
this is kind of a
blind shot.
Shot.
Yeah, like, yeah. Okay, what were my options again?
McDonald's, Taco Bell, or...
Subway.
I mean, do we just do the odds and say McDonald's?
Well, that's... I hear the beep, but can we just play it one more time?
Fine.
I deal with owners. I don't deal with people that gang up on me. You're not from the same place I'm from, and neither are they.
No.
I know the owners. I know the Rolling Stones in here, too. No, thank you.
It's McDonald's.
No, thank you.
Get out of here.
So, too many people to be working at a Subway. There's too much commotion,
yeah.
Too many people inside
Cosine.
For a Subway.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever, there's never been that many people in a Taco Bell inside simultaneously.
Unless it's like an
either.
Airport Taco Bell or something.
This okay. is a McDonald's.
It's a McDonald's.
For the win.
She was saying that she...
She's not from the same place as that
and
they're
she knows
from.
The Rolling Stones, is what it sounded like.
Okay.
Okay, what Penny a flex. Lane, wannabe.
Guys, you did it.
That's right.
That's a win for both of you and 3 for 3 for Audrey.
Good job. Good job, Audrey.
That is impressive.
This is Dave and Mahoney. You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
So out of all of us on the show, I would say that Audrey is the only one that has even an inkling of being a romantic. I mean, like, the whole idea of gift giving and Valentine's Day and all that is disgusting to Mahoney and I.
We're not doing anything for Valentine's Day.
Well, you and your wife have decided you're
not doing
anything.
Yeah, we haven't done anything on Valentine's Day
well,
in literally
for you.
A decade
Here's
plus.
Here's the Don't thing. Sing. So I'm not either. My boyfriend said no. He's not like, he's like, I can love you on the 14th.
He's been listening to Mahoney.
This man,
I love you
notes.
Every day of
oh,
the year, baby.
I don't like it.
Good. Wait a second. Hold on. Because I'm doing the math here. This is your first Valentine's Day together, and he's already shutting it down. I respect him.
He's like, I can love you every day, baby.
Nah,
I'm like,
right.
Yes, you can.
If
but
you
also,
live
on
together,
the 14th, it's special.
Valentine's Day's out the window. That's yeah. That's my rule.
Yeah.
That's how, like, we celebrated Valentine's Day until we moved in together.
You move in? Yeah.
Honeymoon's over.
If I can hear you poop, winging, I ain't buying you a card.
This is dumb.
I mean, but
what
so,
do you want on Valentine's
yeah, what do you
Day
want?
That you can't do
what
any
do
other
you,
day of the week?
What do you want?
Everything.
What do you
it's
everything?
Just going to be busy and overpriced.
It's
I
all,
want chocolates. I want kisses. I want flowers.
You can get all those any other day at a reasonable price and not be gouged.
Yeah,
well, the
all
other
of it
day.
Is absolute. I mean, out of all of the holidays that are out there, when it comes to the stuff that they sell for whatever holiday it is, absolute nut low, worst of the worst, just trash. A whole aisle at the grocery store full of garbage
yep.
is what they sell for Valentine's
yeah,
Day.
That looks like Cupid puke. It's so can awful. I tell you what I did the other day after he said that? He was like, I can love you every day, baby. I passive aggressively. Went out and got myself flowers and put them in the smack dab center of the kitchen.
Really?
Sure did.
Oh, that is. Did he say anything about
no,
it?
No, he just looked down.
No, now you got to go get flowers yourself for the rest of your life.
I can buy, as the wise woman once said, Miley Cyrus, I can buy myself flowers.
So here's the thing is that.
Yeah, he just respects you as a woman. That's what he does.
He's a feminist.
You're an independent earner.
He said, I
don't need help.
Love you so much. I can love you every day. And all I heard was, I hate you. I'm never going to.
You don't deserve happy, beautiful things.
Because I don't love you enough, only on Valentine's Day. No, so I just got myself flowers.
But,
and I just
what's funny is that my wife has been getting herself flowers for years. And if this is like a passive aggressive thing that she's trying to encourage me to get her flowers.
You've won.
I just had no
yeah, she's
idea.
Lost. You've lost this.
No, because
I
feel like a lot of women buy themselves flowers. Like, I've bought myself flowers in the past, too. Like, I mean, this isn't the first time I've ever bought myself flowers. Like, if I enjoy having fresh, like,
Here's
real
the thing, though,
plants in the house.
You also put those flowers on social media, because I saw them the other day.
Yeah, for sure.
That feels aggressive.
Yeah, for sure.
That take the passive out. Aggressive.
I feel like... No, I don't know, man. Like,
did it scratch
just...
the itch? Do you feel better? Or do you still need some garbage on Valentine's Day?
No. Like, I still... No, don't... I don't. Like, I mean, I...
Blech.
I just am a goofball. ball.
I feel like going out on Valentine's Day.
You just want
Day,
to be celebrated.
I do. Yeah.
Like going out to dinner on Valentine's Day or even the week of, the weekend before, the weekend after.
What a racket, right?
It's just, it's everything's so much busier than it normally is.
Yeah.
You're seeing a bunch of like people trying to fake the funk about who they aren't, who they really aren't. We know that's not the real you that you're presenting out here at this steakhouse.
Also, Valentine's Day is on a Tuesday. We're not going out on a Tuesday.
But that Saturday is the weekend after. Too,
yeah, of course it is. It's going to be a mess.
I'm just like, I don't know. That's just for me. Again, I am just ready to never leave my house ever again.
I saw the cutest thing. It was this elderly couple that were at, I don't know, a Walgreens or CVS or something together. Uh-huh. And they were in the Valentine's aisle. And both of them went over to the card section and they picked out a card for one another. They handed it to each other. They both opened it up, read it, hugged, and then put the card back and left.
Yeah, save yourself $10.
Those cards are expensive now, yeah, man.
Dude, you got like a papyrus card.
Why is Hallmark upcharging?
Why is that a $14 card?
And it's the worst. I mean, how many times have you bought cards recently?
Yes, I have. Because I love my
like during
so
like
much.
Christmas or something.
No, it was some. I think it was like a graduation or something okay. like that. Some special occasion.
But all it says is like congrats yeah. on it, and it's $5.
Yeah,
and for a piece of paper, it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's not even like cute and witty anymore.
What happened to the copywriters that were so good at making cards? Where have they gone?
They're on Twitter now.
Is that what it is? Yeah, they're making real money for themselves.
Writing at 140 characters at a time now.
Hallmark needs to get some of that Chat GPI stuff.
Chat GPT.
Whatever. Come on,
Dave and Mahoney.
Oh!
Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
We're just thinking, if you think stoplights are bad, four-way stops are bad, you've never been in a roundabout in South Carolina.
Message deleted.
Man, some roundabouts are aggressive. There was one roundabout that I almost killed my whole family in Houston, which you might know what I'm talking about. It's down by the museum in like downtown Houston, but okay. like you entered it and it was like four lanes going in this roundabout.
It's Thunderdome.
And that's
scary.
I was
like, oh my God, I messed up.
I went in that one time and then never again.
Yeah, you got that. Oof.
I will say the thing that I loved about driving, because it's weird. In every city you go to, big or small, there's always something weird about the roads and how it's laid out.
Well, he was talking about South Carolina. There was a specific intersection called Malfunction Junction because it just got so clogged up because people couldn't figure out how to simultaneously in the same part merge
yeah.
in and out because it was where you had to do exactly that. It was where an interstate was connecting to another one. And so it's just a mess. There's like every city has that one intersection, which is the worst. But then you're right. Every city also has something. Like if you're in love with roundabouts that are always just a grind on everyone.
Well, I will say the thing about when we moved to Houston, we found out about those like left turn U-turns that are built into almost like every stoplight.
Those are actually pretty cool.
Those were amazing. I don't know why every city in America doesn't do that. And if you don't know what we're talking about, we had never seen these before we lived in Houston. But it's like if you're in the left lane, there's like a dedicated lane to make a U-turn.
Just make an immediate U-turn, and then you can start going the other direction. Yeah. So you don't have to like sit at a light or something like that.
Yeah, just improve the flow of traffic. But man, I think this guy is onto something. People who don't drive roundabouts on a regular basis just they lose their damn minds.
No business in a roundabout.
You should take their driver's license from them.
You should.
I think you guys would be proud of me. I honked at somebody the other day.
You did?
I sure did.
Was it the aggressive honk? Was it the mean honk?
It was like a hey, you're an idiot honk, okay. But like light.
Yeah.
Like a little honk honk. Mm-hmm. So I was it's like a turn lane that has a dedicated tiny lane so that you could slowly merge into it just to keep the flow of traffic. Yep. You know what I'm talking about? If you're taking a right turn, they always kind of give you like a little bit of a shoulder to work with. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe if you just don't know that exists, a lot of people stop or yield and there's no yield sign. There's no stop sign. There's no nothing. It's because that dedicated shoulder
you're
is
supposed
there.
To speed up there and get over
exactly.
the lane over. Yeah.
I honked at someone the other day and I knew that you'd be proud, but I felt guilty.
Was that near the old station maybe?
No, it wasn't. It's okay. Actually over by me where I live, but
did they
and there's
respond?
Like no
did
real
they,
traffic.
They
moved. They moved.
Anything?
They went forward.
That's great.
But I felt like it was kind of like me
that's an effective
pushing
honk
them
right
into the deep end.
Good for you.
Know?
Good for you. I am proud of you.
I wish you could change, because you know you can change your horn settings on Teslas.
Yeah.
Change it to like Ludacris's move, bitch.
Get out the
way. Is that not illegal?
I mean, it is illegal, sure, but that still would be hilarious.
Yeah. Also be hilarious to have like a whole rack of police lights in your vehicle.
That is very illegal.
Totally illegal.
Or the under lights on cars too. I see a lot of those.
They're doing a lot of rim lights now.
Yes,
too,
they are. Which, also, I thought that was illegal.
I think they are certain colors.
Oh, just the colors?
Definitely can't do blue because that's
or most, red.
Yeah, those are emergency.
Or white. I don't think
white. You can't do white.
I don't think you can do white.
So what colors can you do?
Green,
purple,
drink.
Green, I feel like you just look like you're a Monster Energy fan. Yeah. Like, big on Monster Energy. And yes, if you are putting LED lights underneath your cars, you probably are a huge Monster Energy fan.
You are an actual Monster Energy drink.
No, not the white ones. Form. Don't give them those the sugar free. That's too classy.
That's too classy. You're right.
You need to go straight up black can.
Green. Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you guys had to make a TV show, what kind of show would that be? Would it be a trash dating show or a game show or like a Wipeout?
Message deleted.
I actually started writing a sitcom probably about 5-6 years ago.
How's that going?
I did it for about a month with another friend, and it's just too much work.
A lot of work.
Just even, fleshing out the characters, because we wanted it to be about a softball team, like a beer league softball team.
Perfect.
It went nowhere. We ended up just going and drinking because we were writing it at the bar.
Yeah.
And then we just ended up just drinking the entire time and never actually getting any scripts.
I had a friend that had a brilliant idea because he wanted to write a movie.
Okay.
And it was kind of like when the time when all of the hangovers and stuff were coming around, like the bro comedy. And so he felt like he'd be sort of an expert in that. And he came to me knowing that I own a production company going, hey, if I write this movie, will you guys produce it? And I have no idea how to produce a movie. That's not what we do.
Yeah.
We've never done anything even remotely close to that. We don't have the capabilities to produce a feature film. But I was so confident that he was going to flame out on writing it that I told him yes.
And did he flame out on writing
it? He sure did. Save my ass.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What animal would terrify you the most if it could speak?
Message deleted.
Kangaroo.
A wasp.
A wasp.
Dude, wasps.
Just a-holes. You know, they'd be all racist, too.
I feel like squids would be real.
Hello.
No, I feel like they'd be mean. I feel like they'd be like the Nazis of the ocean.
Oh, boy.
Not for real. I feel like they'd just like they're mean.
Squids
and like
are
they're
sea,
like
sea Nazis.
Yeah, sea Nazis.
Yep. That's why we eat the hell out of calamari.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Tasty ass Nazi. Yep.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Dave and Mahoney present
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
So Mahoney is known for being a bit lazy, or as he likes to call it, efficient. But behind the scenes is where he really thrives in his lazy love. And his wife is kind enough to put together some audio clips for us. Now, we're all in the dark as to which one is actually not true. Because out of these three that we're going to play, two of them are absolutely true. Only one of them is a fib. We're trying to figure it out together. Jacob is joining us for a round of Lazy Bones Mahones. Jacob, thank you for being with us today. Do you feel like you've got a pretty good idea of how lazy slash efficient Mahoney is?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm pretty good, with being lazy, too.
Excellent. Excellent. A lazy
first
brethren.
Off, Dave, Jacob, do not besmirch my good, efficient name. Because when I was a young man finding myself, I went on a walkabout on the Australian outback.
Oh, it's Australia now. Okay.
And I came across a wise man.
Mm-hmm.
Who said to me, young man, work smarter, not harder. And since that day, Dave, I have made that my credo, and I have worked smarter and not harder
since. I feel like that would have been the hardest walkabout that you could have ever have taken
You're
in
too
Australia.
Lazy to do a walkabout. That's
untrue.
A lot of work.
In Australia, where land of where they kill you, everything kills you.
Okay, I'll be honest. I was listening to One Hot Minute from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, that album. They had the song Walkabout on there, and some guy at a gas station said that to me.
I do.
That makes more sense.
That checks out, actually. Yeah, that works.
I know that album gets a lot of crap because Dave Navarro's on it.
Yeah.
Still slaps.
Okay, so again, there's three of them, and Jacob, we are trying to help you out today. So both Mahoney and Audrey, Mahoney is playing where he's the only one that knows the correct answer. Audrey and myself are going to be helping you out today. To the best of our ability, we're
we'll
also
try,
in the
dude.
Dark.
He shocks me a lot.
Yes, he does. Okay, here we go. Here's was the first one.
Sounds good.
Good luck.
Lazy Bones Mahones, new year, same Mahoney. A new year is upon us, and most people like to set positive intentions and think of goals they'd like to accomplish. Mahoney's fitness has been slipping lately, and I suggested he set a goal of trying to close his rings every day on his Apple Watch. And he replied that he couldn't because he was celebrating a birthday month. And before I could remind him that his birthday is in fact in July, he jumped in with, "Baby, you know it's my mom's birthday. I gotta celebrate the woman who gave me life." So you're celebrating the woman who gave you life by not taking care of said life. Got it. Also, birthday months are not a thing.
Okay, I could not get over about how good she sounds. She sounds amazing.
Oh, man.
That's the first time I've ever heard her do that way.
And that sounds very true to me.
That sounds true to me also.
And it's
how dare you tell me that I can't celebrate my mom's birthday for an entire month.
That's the thing that makes it sound true is the dumb excuse that you would come up with.
It's not a dumb excuse.
It's a dumb excuse.
I love my mother, okay. Dave. Right. She gave me life. I celebrate her life.
Okay, so
every
again,
month.
Two out of these three somehow are true. So that first one strikes me as having a lot of true potential. Not sure yet. Still want to hear the other ones.
Okay.
Here we go.
Let's give him a little credit. Mahoney is trying to better himself by saving money by brewing coffee at home each morning instead of buying Starbucks or using expensive K-cups. The problem is he's as distracted as he is lazy. And last week, while brewing his morning Java, he neglected to put the coffee decanter in place and 30 ounces of hot black coffee flowed all over our counter and floors. I rushed to get a paper towel to sop it up, and he replied, "Baby, just leave it. When it dries, it'll be brown. We'll be able to see it better, and it'll be easier to clean up."
I would give
that's
you,
so true.
I would give you crap for this, but I did the same thing the other morning.
Dude, I thought it's supposed to have a feature on there if the carafe's not in that it's not going to brew.
Yeah, that's
like,
so
what
true.
Do you do? Where's the safety to
that,
save us from ourselves?
That is true. If not this specific incident, like maybe like there's some dramatic flair added into there. But I know Mahoney has said that he has done this like a couple of times.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like I know that this one is true.
The only thing that gets me is that him saying let's not clean it up,
leave it,
because I don't think that he would dare suggest that
to his wife. That's what I'm saying. Like,
and
I know
also,
the instance has happened, but maybe not the dramatics.
Had already run over and started to clean it. You think he's going to do anything to stop her from doing that?
I think he was just trying to be like downplay the fact that there was 30 ounces of everywhere.
I would see him slowly drifting into the other room while she was feverishly cleaning up his coffee.
No, he's not that bad of a partner.
Saving a lot of money these days.
No way.
Okay, we got one more to go. Here we go. Third and final one.
One thing Mahoney isn't trying to improve this year is his contribution to household chores. And this may come as no surprise, but Mahoney does not do his own laundry. I wash his clothes each week and I dump them on the guest bedroom bed where he is supposed to sort and put his laundry away. If you've pictured a bed piled several feet high with laundry, you are correct. He simply picks his clothes off the bed as he needs them. And I've gotten used to the process and just close the guest bedroom door and pretend it isn't a thing. But it became a problem when Mahoney decided to take a nap in the guest bedroom because I was washing our bedroom sheets. Instead of dealing with the clothing, Mahoney scaled Mount Laundry and then attempted to take a nap atop all of his clean clothes. He called me from the guest bedroom to complain about how uncomfortable it was to sleep on top of the laundry, and I hung up.
Oh my God.
So true.
Please tell me that is true.
Just call me Sir Edmund Hill Laundry.
I cannot with you.
You are disgusting.
That's so true.
Oh,
that
man.
Is absolutely true. Okay. Also, your wife is a saint for doing your laundry.
She does not do my laundry. I put all of my laundry into the washing machine.
So
that is my hamper.
Who starts the laundry?
That doesn't count as doing the laundry. She just
does the laundry.
I do the heavy lifting.
Do you put
by
the laundry
in there?
Do you put the laundry from wash to dryer?
Sometimes.
No, you don't.
You're so
sometimes
full of it.
Sometimes I do.
Andy said, "I'm not judging the laundry nap. I've done it." Mackenzie really enjoyed the scaling of Mount Laundry.
That's so funny.
Excellent job there by your
so
wife
funny.
Putting those together. Jacob, I'll give you my perspective, then you can decide whatever is right for you after you get Audrey's take as well. I think number one, which has to do with the birthday month, absolutely true. I think Mount Laundry, absolutely true. And I think that 2/3 of the coffee story are true. I don't think that he would have told her to stop cleaning it up mid-clean. That's the only thing that strikes me as false. So that's number two is the not true one based on that alone.
So, Dave, I need a refresher. For number one, Mahoney is saying that he celebrates his wife all year long.
No. He is celebrating his mom's birthday month, which is why January is not the month where he wanted to start anew with his fitness journey. You know, like a lot of people, January is where you're going to get the little reset and you get, you know, get going. Well, January housed his mother's birthday. And
I
so
celebrated
he had to celebrate
her birthday all month long.
The entire month of January.
Okay. What an excuse. This is tough. I feel like Mount Laundry absolutely happened. I just don't know if he...
Would he call her from the other room?
Oh, I feel for the dramatics, absolutely. That's comedy. Like, that's hilarious. Like, I if you didn't, do it next time, because that's funny. That would be so funny. I just don't know if he would have taken the time to sleep on top versus just shoving that off of the bed.
No, it's clean clothes, man. Can't do that.
Oh, I mean, but it's the... Whatever.
And I've got a bunch of lighting equipment all around there on the other side.
Oh, so you really were dramatic enough? You have a couch.
No, that's in my bedroom. That's not in the guest room.
You have a living room.
Yeah, it's not a good nap spot.
Not a good nap spot.
Yeah.
But laying on top of all of your clothes is?
They're clean.
I don't know, though. So that makes me feel like that's the false one. Okay. I don't know. So I'm going to go with number three being false.
Okay, Jacob, time to make your decision.
All right. Man, I think number one, honestly, I mean,
you sure about
yeah,
that?
You love your mom.
You sure about that, Jacob?
I love my mom.
Jacob.
I love my mom.
Jacob, are you sure about that?
Let's go with two.
Okay, number two is the false one. Mahoney, give us the truth.
The lie.
Well, it's not one.
Well, okay, I'll tell you this. Yeah. Sleeping on Mount Laundry, 100% true.
That's so foul.
No, it's you didn't call her.
So they're not even clean.
No, that was true.
Oh, it is true.
That is true.
That's the comedy of it.
Oh.
Of course he did.
Wonderful. Okay, so that number three is true.
And number one is true.
The other true story is number one.
Well, of course, because you just told him that he should have picked number one. We got
Which
that.
Means,
okay.
In fact, Audra, you are wrong. Dave and Jacob, you are correct.
That's right.
Dave, we've known each other for 20 years. You've nailed that right on the head. 2/3 of that story is 100% true.
So what did you do?
I did not. I let her clean it up.
That's right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, you were traveling last week. You got a chance to go visit your grandfather. I know that you guys enjoyed the time. You love him very much.
Very much so.
But something interesting happened while you were visiting him.
So the first day I was there visiting him, and he lives in like an independent living facility. And that's, you know, he has his own place. He does his own thing. You know, it's kind of,
but
you know.
People are like around in case he needs something.
Yeah,
right?
And there's, you know, medical professionals there and all sorts of stuff. It's actually really cool because it's like you've got your independence, but you've still have, you know, these built-in things that are around to, you know, if you need
convenience
anything,
and comfort,
somebody to do your laundry or whatever, you know, whatever you can think of they offer. And I kind of love it, you know.
He's getting up there in the years.
He's 88 years old, strong as hell. It looks great. I mean, he is a dapper, beautiful man. Mm-hmm. I mean, the ladies
just love him, I bet.
Dude, well, there's a lot of drama there.
There's a lot of drama.
A lot of drama with the ladies. Who are wanting to be his lady, but he has a lady, and so there's a lot because he's a handsome man.
We talked about this when gentlemen get up to the, you know, you're knocking on the door.
You're
90,
about 10
right?
to 1.
Yeah, there's a lot of the other guys have already passed, and so like you are a hot commodity, even if you're not a hot commodity, and he is a hot commodity.
I mean, he worked for the gas company for 30 some odd years.
Got a pension, I bet.
Maybe.
Well, even not just for sex. I mean, everybody wants companionship,
sure,
right?
Of course. Absolutely. Yeah. And but you know, it's just a weird dynamic shift for us men because traditionally there's not 10 women wanting us for every
pining
one of
over
us.
Him.
Yeah, there's
Ever.
Not. So that's you know, he's very happy where he's at, and it was great seeing him. And my first day there, I stopped in for breakfast and, you know, we're having a good time. And as I'm getting ready to leave, you know, I'd been there for maybe an hour or so. This other guy, as I'm walking out of the place, this guy, large man. I mean, we're talking large.
Like fat or like just
tall?
Both.
Both. Okay.
Both. I mean, he's probably, my guess is probably he's like 6'3".
Okay.
6'2", but probably 450, 400.
And is he up there as well?
My guess is he's not in his 80s, but he was probably in his 70s.
Okay, all right.
Which was, you know.
Yeah.
I have never seen a 450-pound 70-year-old.
I had
either. Normally you don't make
you
it
don't.
That long. Yeah.
You don't see that often. But
count his days.
He stops me and he says, do you know that guy back there? And I'm, yeah, that's my grandfather.
So you disclosed to him right out of the gate that it was
my grandfather.
Family.
That's my grandfather, yes, who I love, and you know, I'm here to see.
Yep.
And he goes, "Is he all right in the head?" And my grandfather's fine.
Yeah.
And I go, "Why do you ask?"
That seems like a very
And Mahoney is instantly defensive, right? Because it's like family and like weird question to ask.
And you phrase it like that, yeah, it's implying it that they're aggressive. Not okay.
But I'm curious what he's got to say. So I go, "Why do you ask?"
But also, old people just say stuff out of pocket all the time. Like, he's 70 years old himself. Like, yeah.
And so this dude's, and I go, why do you ask? And he goes, "Well, we were getting coffee earlier this morning," and where they go and get coffee, it's like, you know, just like your normal coffee machine you would see at work. And he goes and he says, I was trying to get coffee and he was behind me and he said, "Why don't you hurry your fat ass up and move so I can get some coffee?" And I go, "Oh, really? He said that?" And he goes, "Yeah."
You're
and
like, then, was your fat ass taking a long time?
And then he goes, when I tried to call him on it a half hour later, he just ignored me.
Yeah, you don't have to get along with everybody. I mean, that's like one of like the rule number one they teach you in like kindergarten. It's like not everybody's going to be your friend.
And you're he's like, "Sir, to answer your question, my grandpa is fine in the head."
Yeah, I'm like,
did you ask him why he was taking so long?
Well, that was the thing. I just kind of, like, he's over here trying to tattle on my 88-year-old grandfather.
Yeah, like you're going
to
scold him or something. You're like,
"No, you were probably taking too damn long to get your coffee, and he wanted to get his coffee in the morning. So move your ass."
Hey, he's called that a baller move.
Oh, dude, it just gave me like
I love that your grandpa took a step further, called him names, and then just straight up like gave him the cold shoulder and ignored
him. Like, "I ain't got time for you. You and your dumbass."
Especially when your grandpa's the stud.
One of my 10 girlfriends.
And I don't think this guy was expecting me to laugh. But I did. Yes.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm sorry. I'm eating Chick-fil-A right now, and I know you guys rave about it. It is the most overrated regular chicken sandwich I've ever tasted. And the Chick-fil-A sauce just tastes like mustard and mayonnaise. I don't understand what the big thing is about Chick-fil-A. I can go without.
Message
don't ever
deleted.
Listen to the show again.
Sir, just you break are up a stone-cold moron. These are irreconcilable differences. Yep. Drive off a cliff. Get out of here.
I like Chick-fil-A because it's consistent, not because it's like spectacular. Like, I know that I can go there and get a Chick-fil-A sandwich and it's going to taste exactly like every Chick-fil-A
sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't also get the spicy chicken sandwich.
The spicy chicken sandwich is great. Just the regular number one at Chick-fil-A.
Sure.
With the pickles. That's the thing that differentiates. And I don't know what in the hell you're talking about with Chick-fil-A sauce being mid. That is easily the best fast food sauce. Period.
I have a
drawer
full of Chick-fil-A sauce that we use on all sorts of things.
Because you're a real American.
That's right. The only thing that is better than Chick-fil-A sauce is sweet and sour from McDonald's. That
answer me this, sir. Why do you hate the troops? What is it about them?
Yeah, you anti-American.
Also, you're paying $5.
I bet you also want to go to Chick-fil-A on Sundays.
Well, you can't because that's the Lord's Day.
Dude, when I'm in an airport that has a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday.
You get so mad because you're always flying home on a Sunday, right? Yep. And you're just like, yes, a Chick-fil-A. And then you see that little weird metal gate thing that they pull down.
Yep, and then you're just, nope.
Sorry. Why is it that the weird metal gates are only used in airports and malls? Nowhere else is like, give me a gate made out of a fence that's metal.
Well, I think it's because people are still walking around in there, because even in a mall.
But what would Chick-fil-A have just like out on the counter that you would have?
Anything.
Somebody would steal
people
a
everything.
No, people would go back into the kitchens.
Yeah, they would steal all the copper, around. Sell it.
Steal all the copper and Chick-fil-A sauce?
For real.
I'll do that, too.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you guys didn't drink coffee anymore, what would be your new caffeine alternative?
Message deleted.
Celsius.
I'm not interested in caffeine alternatives. I mean, I'm a pretty basic bitch when
That's
it comes to my drinks. I know, but if I had to get rid of coffee, I don't think that I would find a replacement.
It wouldn't be caffeine? Red Bull or anything. I don't drink coffee for the caffeine.
I like coffee for the taste and the warmth.
Yeah.
So then tea?
No.
Tea is a decent alternative, but I don't see myself.
I don't drink as much tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're telling me right now, because you both are just, it's not for the caffeine. You could stop drinking caffeine.
No, Mahoney said it was not for the caffeine.
It's not. I could stop drinking coffee at any point in time.
I don't drink coffee going, I'm going to get jacked up off this. I don't feel the difference because I'm numb to it after this much.
Because we're addicts.
Well, yes, no, not even junkies.
I can drink four shots of espresso in 1 minute and it doesn't like wire me. Nothing like really. If I drink like 10 Red Bulls, that'll get wired. But if I'm just drinking black coffee or espresso, nothing with sugar, which is how I take my coffee.
Do you guys drink coffee throughout the day?
Yeah.
I do too.
I brewed myself a pot at like 5 p.m. last night. And my friends were like, you're crazy. I'm like, I'll go to sleep right after this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wanted warmth because it was cold in my house. Mm-hmm. And
so why don't you just do decaf then?
Because it doesn't taste as good.
Who told you that?
Because
his taste buds,
my taste buds. Mm-hmm. Also, here's the thing. So I go through phases of things that I've become somewhat hyper obsessed about. Started with craft beer 20 some odd years ago. Yep. Still love craft beer. Still a big fan. And then kind of evolved into bourbon. And I have 100 bottles of bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
Not really drinking a whole lot. Like I'm getting older, I'm laying off liquor and beer a little bit more. So I'm more drinking beer more sparingly and really laying back on the hard liquor. So the thing that I've kind of replaced that with is coffee.
Yeah.
In the last 6 months.
You are literally everybody in AA.
I mean, I even when I was
for real. Like, that's what they substitute. You see so many people who are like in AA. Like, you substitute or cigarettes or whatever it is. It's coffee.
There's two things that Mahoney, you've been doing for a long time now. But, like, I just did Dry January. Yeah. And so, like, when I go out to dinner a lot of times, if it was with a group of friends and everyone's drinking, the soda water.
Yeah.
Because, one, you don't get harassed by everyone. Why aren't you drinking? They just think you are.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, that burn to it, right?
Hurts.
It feels like you're drinking a drink.
Yeah.
But then also a ton of coffee, like having an espresso. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to have an after drink cocktail or whatever. Just getting an espresso, something where it's experiential or it's really good.
After dinner coffee hits.
That's great.
That's my favorite part of dinner. Sometimes the after dinner coffee and dessert is the closure.
That's
the perfect
whole
circle for the dinner.
Like, you start with a cold shrimp cocktail and then you have your entree. Yep. Normally for me, it's a steak, right? But then I'm not a dessert guy. The coffee for me is the dessert.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny. You love shrimp cocktail.
Love shrimp cocktail.
Who's ever mad at a shrimp cocktail coming to a table?
No one ever, but it's just so funny because you talk about it a lot.
Shrimp cocktail, like I get
with heavy horseradish in that sauce.
Like burn your nostrils. Mm-hmm. Mm. But I get unreasonably mad when I order a shrimp cocktail at a steakhouse and it's, like a $30 and it's a bit shrimp.
These ain't
teeny
prawns.
Teeny tiny ones.
Yeah. Let's pretend they're prawns.
Yeah, don't sell me $30 worth of shrimp and bring out five little regular size ones. No. I want those things that you could club somebody with.
We went to
size
lunch.
Of our phones.
Yes.
What was it, like a couple weeks ago, we went to lunch with one of our friend Mike.
Yeah.
And I ordered shrimp for lunch at this like really nice Mexican place.
Yep.
It was a $50 entree. And they gave me five shrimp.
Yep. That's $10 a shrimp.
I would have flipped the table.
You were there.
Where were we? Yes.
At Javier's. That was like a $400 lunch.
Yes. It was a $50 plate with five shrimp on it.
Yeah.
It was great, but not $10.
Mahoney was expecting like the Purdue Farms of shrimp, like the jacked up steroided
all the
out,
like
going to
Barry Bonds, Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire.
Yeah,
we pumped every
Jay Cutler of shrimp.
Yeah, like they did so many steroids, I had to unname a highway after them.
Dude, Highway 70, man.
You know what I'm talking about.
If you do steroids, it's fine. I'm okay with you doing steroids.
I prefer my seafood and my athletes on steroids.
That's right.
Way more entertaining.
Way more entertaining. Let everybody do steroids. I mean, I bet, like, if you want ratings, that's how you do it.
But if you said the Jay Cutler of shrimp, is that shrimp just out there smoking?
No, that's the other Jay Cutler. She's talking about the bodybuilder. Not the former Chicago Bear.
He needs to be on more steroids.
Not Kristen Cavallari's ex.
Whatever they decided to part ways, I was like, I get it.
Yeah, no, I understand. He looks like he smells bad and just is always in a grumpy mood.
Yeah,
his breath
always.
Does
yeah.
smells like cigarettes and coffee.
Yeah.
And shrimp, probably.
Stephen Mahoney. So how do you think both of you would do at being a girlfriend? Like, we know you're amazing husbands, but what if you had to be girlfriends?
Message deleted.
Well, ask me if I ever go to prison. I don't know. I mean, how would I be as a girlfriend?
I feel like I'm a generous lover now. I'd be a generous lover
then. No, if you were a woman.
Yeah,
like, if you were a woman, if you were the lady version of yourself, how would you be?
First off, Super hot.
Somebody better be taking care of me.
That's right.
I'm a hot ass bitch.
And I will be a slut for the right person.
That's right.
You take good care of me.
I ain't working.
Look out. Come on down below deck on that yacht. See what happens.
What?
Old Italian
this
dude
is
in
how
a speedo.
You portray yourself?
Yeah. I'm working.
Hell yeah. Yep. Chopper me
you
on
would
that
have,
yacht.
You would totally have an OnlyFans, wouldn't you?
100%.
And I would make him take the pictures for
guys
me.
Guys are so funny.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is David Mahoney.
So when it comes to international travel, do you guys have like wise words that you would share with your friends if they were planning a trip?
Don't get arrested.
Don't get arrested is really good.
Make sure your phone works.
Try to avoid the hospital because, you know, Audrey, you had actually on your last trip because you went to Tulum, found out kind of the hard way, like how inconvenient it is to have something go wrong where you might need medical care.
Yeah, I feel like my number one thing would be don't go to the new hot spot just because you're seeing it on Instagram, like all of the hidden gym places that you have to travel 2.5 hours by like a car that you might not speak their native language. Like it's kind of a little bit more difficult than the influencers make it seem.
Stick with the actual like resort corridors if you're going to go to those places because like you guys made what you said is a mistake of like staying a little too far away from where all of the action was, and then like you're saying
2 hour drive
in the jungle and stuff. And that's not a lot of fun.
Couple interesting comments coming from our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. Copper said, don't go to a country that doesn't like the USA. 100% right there. Rob said, if it doesn't feel right, don't do it. Dude, your gut, your intuition, and things like that, so important.
Well, and we as Americans get very accustomed to the idea of things are regulated and safe because that's how
America.
Our society works. With if there's some company that's doing things that are grossly irresponsible,
well,
they'll get fined and sued. Typically, not all the time. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I grew up in the South for many years. There was all sorts of stuff that was not regulated and was just a real
there's
good
still
time.
All kinds of stuff.
But for the most part, like if you go to like a touristy spot, let's call it Las Vegas Boulevard, all of that stuff is owned by corporations that don't want to get sued, right?
Yep.
Meanwhile, you go to another country and you're like, oh yeah, this seems very popular and it's a bungee jumping place, but then you realize that like 8 people have plummeted to their death in the last month.
Or the zip line through the jungle.
Right, yeah, like that's some
dude,
of that
that's
stuff
not how I want to go.
Right, you don't want to plummet into the jungle, but the reason why I ask is because for me, I mean, one piece of advice is the way that I like to spend money on vacations is I'll spend on the actual travel portion where like if I've got enough money to pay for like a business class seat or something while traveling, I would rather do that than pay for a really nice hotel room wherever we're going because odds are we're not going to spend really any time in the hotel room anyhow, right?
So also, instead of getting on the way there, always upgrade. On the way back, who cares? Because you're nothing.
I'd prefer it actually on the way back, and the reason why is because then I can actually get some decent rest on the flight and not get home so exhausted.
So if
I'm choosing one leg, I'm choosing it on the way home because then I have something to look forward to.
So mine would be the opposite.
Okay, fair. But I got this this text from our friend Kevin, who told us that he recently went to Costa Rica. And I've never been to Costa Rica. I've heard amazing things about Costa Rica.
You can live like a king down there for a reasonable amount of money.
Well, that's what they continue to say for the most part for a lot of these places whenever you're going outside of the country. But another thing is be prepared to be ripped off.
Yeah, there's all sorts of scam artists. And a lot of times, like even like when you get to Cabo, like in the airport, it's a bunch of scam artists.
Yeah.
You know, trying to hustle you on different experiences and just getting like a car to your hotel and stuff. But Kevin said the key lesson here that I learned while in Costa Rica is don't eat fish not native to Central American countries, regardless of how nice of a resort you're staying at. There is no telling how many planes, vans, and boats that it came in, and it hit my intestines to the point where I got E. coli in a different country.
Oh, my God.
He said, but I lost 6 pounds, though, right before bikini season.
Ooh.
Well,
6 pounds?
Sign us up.
Have you seen all of that anti-salmon propaganda?
But
it's like all the worms, like how many worms are in your salmon.
Man. Whatever.
No, not whatever. Y'all whatever. I'm not whatevering that.
Oh, because she had the Alabama butt worms.
I thought you wanted a tapeworm.
Yeah, but like I don't want to know. You know, like now that you're showing me that there's all of these worms in there, it's just like you're pulling back the curtain. I can forget the fact that I'm like sitting there eating a cow because it's just meat. It's sustenance in front of me. But the second you show me how it's cooked and how it's killed, like that's whenever I'm like, oh, I'm a vegetarian. Woohoo. But like, no, now the fact that I know that there's wormy salmon. No, I'm not. No,
doesn't bother me. Give me some of that wormy.
That's
Norwegian
how you catch fish with worms. Anyway.
Farm raised salmon, exactly.
I mean, all those salmon, like they say, those farm salmon are like
so
all
bad.
Deaf. Like 100% of them are deaf.
Well, they're deaf and they're not even pink. Yeah. They dye the meat after the fact because it's all gray.
Yeah. So, do you hear all of that sounds tasty to you?
I'll hear right now.
Y'all are gross.
Yeah, give me some. I've eaten
worse
salmon.
Things.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Blitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
So congratulations to Maria Menounos. She has been struggling for quite some time to have a child, and I cannot tell you how many friends that I have had in this exact same situation. You know, everyone, and Audrey, you've said this many times on the show, you know, when you're younger, you kind of brainwashed into thinking that, you know, you have to avoid pregnancy at all costs, and the second that you want to have kids, you're just going to be able to pop out a half
sneeze
dozen if you want to.
Be
right, well, just because we're not ever taught the proper sex education. It's just instill fear and then put you on birth control. Don't actually fix the problem if it's for acne or for your hormones or for your cramping or for your heavy periods. It's just, let's give you a pill and push back everything until possibly you become infertile or possibly you have a really tough time getting pregnant.
And she said that for her and her family, she's 44 years old now, and they're finally expecting a child. They said it for 10 years they've been trying to conceive.
Kim especially gave me this wonderful lawyer named Andy, and he found me this woman, Stephanie, who helped me find my surgeon. And we're just so, so grateful because these people really help you bring life forward. And without them, we wouldn't have been able to do this.
Surrogates are angels.
I'm so grateful that we're going to have this extended family that our
great.
Baby will be part of. And we're just so grateful to everybody who's helped us along the way.
You know, just hearing the shakiness in her voice and just how emotional this makes her is truly, it's gut-wrenching because, you know, again, like you just said, Dave, like we're in that age where we were like the first trial to see like what are the long-term effects of a lot of these drugs that we were put on as kids. Like I can remember being put on birth control at 14. I'm 31 and childless. Wow. Like I think that we're going to be seeing a lot of the, you know, the narrative of this, like blessings are people who are have the ability to have children and have the ability to find these surrogates and who have the money to go through all of the in vitro process because
it's
is so expensive.
It's crazy.
So, I mean, that is a blessing and so happy for her.
And, you know, Maria Menounos, maybe the hardest working woman in Hollywood.
She hustles, man.
I mean, she is like the only person who may have more jobs than Maria Menounos is Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez is
like,
everywhere.
And they are like, I feel like they do like 30 of those jobs together anyway.
Yeah.
His radio show, I was listening to it the other day.
Why? He has a radio show?
He does. Okay. He does have a radio show.
Really?
It's like a pop culture radio show, like sort of like his E or whatever he does
like
on TV.
Thing?
Yeah. And I was listening to it. And it's just him. Like, I was just like, okay, this is fine.
Sure.
Like, it's just another notch on his belt of entertainment.
Another job that somebody else isn't going to get because Mario Lopez scooped it up. So, bad news for the internet that's been furious at Leonardo DiCaprio because there was rumors that he is dating a 19-year-old. And I think that we can all agree that when it comes to something that's age appropriate or not, him dating a 19-year-old is a stretch, right? Because what do you have in common with a 19-year-old other than she's hot? But is it inappropriate? No, she's an adult.
You're an adult. You make your own decisions.
But the internet has been furious about this, calling him a predator and all this stuff. It turns out it's not true.
Okay.
He just came out and said, no, that's not true. I'm not dating that 19-year-old.
Well, but not only that. He has liked women, young women, since he's liked women.
But they've also said that one of the people who are theorizing about it, it's like he became like ultra, ultra, ultra famous. I mean, like A-list superstar famous at like 24 years old.
Yeah.
You know, when Titanic hit, he became one of the biggest stars in the world. And they say you kind of like stop
aging
at that point. So he, you know, could be perpetually like 24 mentally.
It's like the Neverland syndrome.
This isn't going to be Peter Pan syndrome. Yeah. I mean, this is probably not going to surprise most people, but a lot of men, regardless of their age, are very attracted just to how they're predisposed to nature to like women that are in that
fertile
age range of being fertile.
Yeah.
Like in their mid to early 20s.
I don't like that they...
Just most people don't have the opportunity to actually date them. Leonardo DiCaprio does.
He's Leonardo DiCaprio. He's rich. He sort of handsome now.
And he might be kind of an idiot that really isn't looking for any meaningful relationship. He just wants an attractive person to hook up with.
I'll tell you why the internet bugs me on this one for coming out here and, you know, jumping to her rescue. It's like,
without even knowing the story.
They don't know the story, exactly. First and foremost. But you're also saying that she can't make decisions on based what she wants. Like, yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
She's banging Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, she's like, not, though.
Well, right. But hypothetically,
if I was 19 years old and Martha Stewart, who I think would have been around 50 at that time, wanted to bang me, I'd have been there all day.
In a second.
All day long. But she wanted nothing to do.
But instead, everyone on Twitter is Captain Save-A-Ho for someone that's not asking to be saved.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. So many people are coming to the rescue of people who aren't even asking to be saved.
Yeah, you would be a terrible member of the Coast Guard. Can you imagine if they gave you keys to a chopper and you're just out there saving everyone that doesn't need to be saved? You're like, I'm just trying to swim.
You're the guy in the Coast Guard chopper that spins the, you're pulling the old lady out of the canyon who's spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. You know what I'm talking about? That
exactly,
video?
Exactly, yes.
That poor lady
on the stretcher, like,
a whiplash.
Didn't she sue? I think she sued.
I think so.
She probably sued.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney. Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Audrey, I heard you talking about how you've been on the Nickelback train the entire time. I remember when I was in college in Seattle, I saw them play at the legendary Central, and it just seems like ever since then, they decided to just come up with a songwriting algorithm. But anyways, yeah, the proper time to be on the Nickelback train would have been like 2000, 2001, and then hop off that bitch in 2003.
Message deleted.
And I never hopped off.
That's what the internet was telling you to do. And Audrey's no poser. She is a true Nickelback fan. Nickelback slaps. And anyone that says otherwise is just trying to be too cool for the room. Tell me that you don't like 5 Nickelback songs with a straight face. You're lying to me.
I have multiple Nickelback stories. The one that I've told on air before where I was grounded to my room and I turned on How You Remind Me.
Yeah.
And I screamed. Emotional. I screamed it through the crack of the door. You know, there's a crack of the door where the floor and the carpet and the actual door starts and ends.
You screamed it.
It's not like you to say sorry. Like I was screaming it with the volume
on.
You've
never made it as a wise man, Mom.
Yeah. Meanie, lock me in here. Child abuse. Call CPS. And then the second one was whenever I had my first heartbreak.
Oh.
And I had a diary and I wrote the lyrics to Far Away.
Beautiful.
By Nickelback.
Touching.
Far Away for Far Too Long. I keep dreaming.
Mahoney, I don't know if you've seen pictures of Chad Kroeger recently.
I have not.
He's aged well. He looks good.
I mean, he's damn near a billionaire.
Yeah, he's done well for himself.
I remember when I started at the radio station in 2004. And we were talking about Nickelback because Nickelback was, you know, we had station shirts that said, you know, I like your pants around your knees, you know, or whatever, you know, just, you know, stupid bro stuff that we did back in
so
the day.
Edgy.
Yeah. But I remember meeting the record rep. These are the guys who, you know, pitched music to radio stations.
Yeah.
Salespeople for
the bands. Yeah, essentially. And so I remember them coming into the radio station at the time and talking about how Nickelback was their, you know, on Roadrunner Records, were the ones who were responsible for getting every single person at Roadrunner, that record label, at the time, dental.
Wow.
Really? Nickelback is responsible for dental coverage for Roadrunner Records back in the day.
Well, they weren't offering it before?
I mean, they were a startup. I mean, they had like Slipknot and Nickelback were the two biggest ones.
So Slipknot was just like, no way.
But not compared to
teeth. Put on a mask.
We have masks. You won't see our teeth. We don't need dental. What do you mean?
But I always was like, respect, man. Yeah. Like, you know, you changed, you know, you got some people, some good dental health care.
And I love that they fully supported Theory of a Dead Man, which is just the Kirkland brand Nickelback.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah, you can sound just like us. We'll help you write the songs. Sure.
Well, whatever. I saw Chad Kroeger in an interview recently, and he was talking about why would I ever be upset for anybody who is like hated us. So, and he was like, I had the opportunity whenever anybody was ever making a meme, like, look at this graph, like instead of look at this photograph. He was like, what people don't realize is you actually are maintaining our relevancy. You've talked about us for years and maintained our name for years.
Limp Bizkit's another prime example
of that. Exactly.
Yeah, everything is cyclical, right? Everything's going to come back around. But I like that Nickelback never has gotten like bitter or mad about the fact that they were one of the first memes. I mean, you're like the look at this graph was one of the first things that went viral that I remember.
Yeah. And also, if you write, like, there's something to be said. You think about a couple of the other biggest, like, rock and alternative bands from the 90s and early 2000s, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Linkin Park.
Yeah.
The vast majority of their catalog all sound the same.
Yeah.
Play the hits. Play to what brought you here, you know?
Exactly. Like,
make fun songs. Who cares if they mean anything? Yeah. People like them.
Do you know what didn't work out? The Smashing Pumpkins turning into Zwan.
Yep.
Ew, they did?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now they're back to
the Smashing Pumpkins.
And they have to preface every one of their shows by saying, we're going to play the hits.
Because they didn't play the hits for a long time.
And people said, we're no longer going to go to the Smashing Pumpkins shows.
And you know what? You give me a choice right now, Nickelback or Smashing Pumpkins live in concert.
You would?
I'm going to Nickelback because they bring the pyro.
They do.
Yep. And I am a sucker for flames.
Like just rock stars.
Yeah, explosions. I'm simple.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What kind of fantasy house would you like to live in? A tree house? Maybe a houseboat? Modern mansion? Something really cool? I don't know.
Message deleted.
Man, tree houses have a special place in my heart, but the
logistics of it are too much.
The dangers of falling out of it. Not great.
Getting drunk and falling over the...
I think that if I had the option, I would take something similar to a tree house, but on the ground, just like a really elaborate fort, because that also very reminiscent. Yes, we could call it a house.
A log cabin?
A log cabin. Mm.
Cabin would be like a treehouse on the ground.
Yeah,
I think we all here watch, like, our new version of porn is looking at houses we can't afford or watching these renovation shows or these $1 million listing shows on television. That's adult porn now.
I follow this Mega Mansion account on Instagram, and I'm like, I need to unfollow because everything is like these $25 million houses, and I'm just like,
there are so many people who tell you to unfollow the things that make you feel bad about yourself, Dave, and you are out here following in self-hate and self-loathing. Stop following them.
One of the houses, those super ultra-modern houses that are very minimal, the one that comes to mind is the one that Alicia Keys bought just outside of San Diego.
It's just made out of cement. A cement house.
But they're beautiful. They're architectural marvels. But my problem is with these houses, I would love to live in one, but...
The cost?
No.
It's $30 million?
Like the laundry and like keeping stuff all over the place. Like there's like one chair in this like 10,000 square foot room.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Where do I keep all my shoes or my hoodies? Like, I got them on the back of a door
Where would you keep your Mount laundry?
What happens if you have to embarrassingly nap on Mount laundry in front of a bunch of people who are looking in your house?
And there's no window coverings on multi-million dollar houses. There's never window coverings.
Well, but also, like, I don't know if you guys probably do not follow Kim Kardashian or know anything about her house, but it is very similar to the concrete house that is Alicia Keys. And I feel like growing up in a house like that, it has no character. It doesn't feel lived in. It feels like a museum.
That's what we tell ourselves because we're poor.
Yeah.
We're like, I loved my house growing up because it had character.
Yeah, I love black mold
and roaches. Yeah. That gave us character.
I liked wood paneling with holes in it.
I did not live in that kind of house.
You didn't live in a house with wood paneling?
No.
You're missing out.
She was more of like an 80s, 90s. The houses were 60s, 70s for us, Dave.
My parents built our house in sixth grade. We were brand new to a suburb. I'm a suburb girl.
She's a cul-de-sac gal.
Yeah, that's a flex.
We were scary basement kids. Yeah. We had scary ass basements that still haunt us 40 years later.
No way, dude. No, I had that possible hobos.
You crack open the door to our basement and it's just like six little ferrets down there. Like,
no, I had possible hobos in new developments. Like, I could not walk around in the neighborhood without like a pocket knife because there was probably hobos living in the new construction.
The new builds. Audrey's out here stabbing people in her neighborhood. We're weird basement kids. Like, man, we had some fun years growing up.
Character built, Dave.
That's right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Okay, since I'm getting made fun of for wanting a tree house on the ground, because that is just a house,
or
I have learned. Okay.
Or shed.
Am I going to get mocked for this, too? Because I actually think that this is a good deal, Mahoney.
What's that, Dave?
It is a movie prop, and it's from the movie Star Wars. If you could choose any prop from the movie Star Wars, the Darth Vader mask.
No, I would want the original Luke Skywalker saber.
This is very similar to that. This is Han Solo's blaster.
That would probably be a top five item, too. I mean,
got sold at auction. What do you think it went for?
I feel like you have $2 million.
I think $2 million.
A lot less than that, actually.
Really?
Just north of $1 million. $1,057,500. And that feels low to me.
Does feel low.
Considering all of the goofy ass stuff that we see people buying, including, you know, collector's items, a lot of these NFTs, all of that stuff. Which a lot of them have proven to be bust. Like, this is an iconic piece of movie history.
And, you know, did Han shoot first? I mean, yeah. There's that controversy that's been around for 40 years.
So it's pretty cool.
But it's a used blaster.
Well, yeah.
You don't want, like, sloppy seconds from, like, Leia, you know?
I don't think he blasted Leia with that.
He blasted her. That's how we got Kylo Ren.
Not with that. It wasn't like a scene from The Sopranos.
Oh.
Which, yeah. Which, have you watched The Sopranos all the way through?
No.
There's a scene with Ralph and Janice, and it involves a blaster.
Oh, really?
You don't remember the one with a gun? Where they're fooling around and he's got a gun to her head?
Oh, yeah, I do. I very much do remember that.
That scene?
Yeah.
I don't imagine.
And she liked it, right?
Oh, she wanted that? It.
Yeah,
she wanted it.
Yeah. Oh, I actually feel like I do remember that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like the question that I have for this is, because there's so many Star Wars spinoffs, and now that they've kind of like reached its max potential, do you feel like it's tarnished the originals?
No, the originals are still
iconic,
all-time classics.
Yeah,
I think it's getting better with The Mandalorian. I mean,
that story's developing still. Yeah.
The only thing that sucked, in my opinion, really out of Star Wars was the third trilogy, the final trilogy, those movies, but all the kind of movies around that.
The only thing is
Rogue
Star Wars,
One, Solo, The Mandalorian, Boba Fett are great.
They lost their way during the Hayden Christensen years. Like those were a disaster.
They brought it back with number three.
But yeah, they brought it back.
Three was, well, I mean, but what do you, like, with every TV show ever, we always say you got to get through the first two.
Yeah.
Two episodes, and then you go into the third one, and then that's kind of where, because they're building plot, they're building character, they're building all this stuff. You have to show the fact that Hayden Christensen was going to be a good person at first. You know, you had to get through all the boring in order to get to the good.
Yeah, I just thought he was a bad actor, and then I also really hated it how they had, like, having big stars, like Ewan McGregor, I think, is kind of the
He wasn't that big of a star at that time
either.
Yeah,
he's kind of the lone exception.
Is that
but
pre or post Moulin Rouge? Because Moulin Rouge happened right around then, and that was massive for him.
Pre-Moulin Rouge.
It was.
Moulin Rouge was 2000, I believe.
But, like, Samuel L. Jackson in Star Wars.
As Mace.
Just terrible. Like, it's just too distracting.
You didn't like Samuel L. Jackson
in
there?
Nope, not at all. Like, I don't want, when you have that iconic of a franchise, I don't want people that I know that well.
See, but Chancellor Palpatine was so good that I feel like him and
but he was an unknown
Samuel
actor.
L. I know, but him versus Samuel L. I mean, that scene, him versus Samuel L. To see Chancellor Palpatine, like, get his face because of Samuel. Like, I don't know. There are certain parts in those movies that are so good to me.
Yeah.
But overall, you're right. They're just blah.
I'm surprised it didn't go for more than $1 million, though.
$1 million. If I had, like, somebody just won that huge lottery, you see that in Washington State, $754 million,
mm-hmm,
single ticket. Like, if I won $1 billion, like,
I'd buy it.
I'd buy that.
But, like,
100%.
Where would you display it?
Like,
everywhere.
In my man cave, in my log cabin.
Because your wife would not let you put it anywhere.
Your treehouse that's on the ground.
My ground treehouse.
Yeah.
You'd put it above your toilet?
Hell yeah.
This is, like, the only place that you have left to,
that's,
like,
the
put
only
anything,
place that's mine.
You know, like, that and your Breaking Benjamin plaque above it.
If I won $1 billion, you know what I would do? Is I'd get a holster for my recliner and put it in that.
Hell yeah.
That would be the recliner, the lever.
And yes.
And then his wife would leave him and take half that billion.
Yes, she would.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
It goes to your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen. All at the same time.
They're everywhere.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Nevada. Home means the hills. Home means the sage and the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills. Out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I